It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that, and almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com, and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
Wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I hate fireworks. You all heard me. Hey. Oh, yeah. Okay. Remember the last new firework you saw? I'll save you some time. You've never seen a new firework. Same show every year. And every year, you all act impressed. Every 4th of July just happened. All my friends running around being like, Danny, did you see the finale? Yeah. Danny, how good was the finale this year? Did you see the finale? You mean when the guy just lit more of them? You just lit stuff a little bit faster? Is that the part you're talking about?
Thursday, July 3rd, 2025. It's the wake up call. Oh boy. You know, we're going to start with a little bit of troubleshooting. If you could hear the sound going in and out during the comedy clip, text in to 916-909-1065. Be our engineers this morning because that was weird. I heard it, and I was looking over at the audio and there was nothing that made me think that it was the audio clip. So if you heard that, text in and say, yeah, I heard that. Kevin's not here.
No.
Kevin decided to go on a little bit of a staycation.
Yeah.
Good for him. And D'Lo is here from ESPN and KSFM. Welcome.
Thank you.
What are you doing here so early?
driving Miss Katie. That's
wow. I imagine driving. That she does sit in the back seat.
Yes.
And yeah. She criticizes.
Yeah.
No.
Could you move a little faster? I have to get to work. No, I have a city to entertain,
but
sir.
But you know what I do that drives him crazy is when we're talking, I turn the music down.
No, she selectively turns the music down. Like if it's Hamilton, she'll just happily talk over the song. But
true.
If it's like we my
don't
playlist,
talk if Hamilton's on.
Well, that's actually true. Also,
I when I had to drive her, I hated that.
Yeah,
don't touch
had
my music.
To drive her? Like there was a time in your life where I like lost my license and you had to drive.
That's
me
right.
Around.
Morally, you lost your license.
That's not true. Just every once in a while,
it was just
you've been the driver.
We have an appearance, and I want. I can't. You're going to drive me. You're going to pick me up. I'm going to drive my car to your house, and then we're just going to leave. And I like driving, so I was always like, okay. But while you're here, D'Lo, I want to talk about Katie's sleep issues.
Okay.
And I want to talk about the fact that at some point, as soon as the healthcare industry figures it all out, which we're getting there.
We are getting there.
Not quickly, but we are getting there. She is going to have to start sleeping with a CPAP machine.
Right.
Have you ever seen anybody sleep with a CPAP machine?
No.
Okay. So you wear like a Top
like a
Gun
mask.
Yes. And it's connected to a hose, and the hose is connected to a machine. Now, the machine is quiet. Mm-hmm. You can't hear the machine.
And whatever you can hear sounds like white noise, which you love anyway.
So. Yeah, it does. It's yeah. It, that part's pretty nice. And then it straps to your head. So, are you mentally prepared for this?
Oh, I'm not even remotely concerned about it. Like,
okay.
I don't care. I've been over this with her 1,000 times. Like, if it makes her healthier, which she is clearly not healthy.
Right.
If this makes her healthier, like, it doesn't bother me. Like, it absolutely doesn't bother me a bit.
The addition of the word clearly on not healthy. Just, I know you meant well. It just felt
well,
stingy.
But she's not. Like,
not.
But
no,
like,
I know.
Like, I knew the sleep thing with her was always an issue. It was something she pointed out right when we started dating, like in her Katie funny way, like, hey, I kind of sleep like a bobcat, just a heads up.
Like if a freight train and a bobcat had a baby.
And I know it's a long running like joke on this show, but then I observed it and told her, like, I don't think you're okay. Like,
no.
This isn't normal. And when we got these sleep tracker rings, the Aura rings, that's when it became like, hey, there's something wrong.
Yeah,
like,
we got a problem.
What did the ring say again?
So they monitor, like, the ring can monitor your heart rate, which is ultimately what monitors when you're sleeping, right? It could tell that your heart rate has dropped to a certain point, you're asleep. And it tells you, like, your deep sleep, your REM sleep, how
your
quickly you fell asleep.
I was going to say, does it do oxygen?
Yeah. All of that thing. So if we throw a party and we're up till 2 a.m. and we're drinking all night and I have to wake up at 6 a.m. to walk Sprout the next morning, I'll get a score like that's like 57, 55. That's an awful, awful score.
Mm.
Tell you your heart rate is up, all of these different things. It's you need to rest today. She regularly gets scores in the 50s.
Yeah.
Like on a night where she's in bed for 8 hours. Like she's getting – that is – I cannot stress how – not normal that is.
And what do you usually score
in a normal situation?
Yeah,
normally something like with a regular 4 a.m. wake up, anything from like 70 to 80.
Okay.
On the weekends where we could kind of relax a little bit more, you're talking like mid 80s to 90s.
My God, who gets 100? Does anybody get 100?
Newborn babies.
I think the highest score I've ever gotten was like a 93.
Okay.
You're like,
I did it.
For me, because yes. I can assure you, I'm keeping them out of the 90s.
We're going to print this out and stick it on the fridge.
Pretty much.
Okay, so... Did she tell you that I videotaped her at work one day when she fell asleep?
I think I knew this, yeah.
Okay, so the video, I went over there, and I knew Katie was having sleep issues anyway. And because we can, another thing that is a sign of sleep apnea is that you could fall asleep like this. And lately, this is something that's relatively new, because for a while you had trouble falling asleep.
I still sometimes at night have trouble falling asleep.
But there are times, though, where we're here and like Katie, I'm just going to lay down for a second.
Mm-hmm.
And she falls asleep like within a minute.
Yeah.
So anyway, I go around and I film her, and you could see like a almost like a puppet, like her body working so hard to breathe. Mm-hmm. It was pulling her jaw down with every breath.
Yeah.
It wasn't funny. Like you, it was like you're watching somebody like a fish out of water. Like that's what it looked like.
Yeah, it
you
did
know?
Look like that.
So,
well, also like, I think it was also troubling to him when like we would joke about how like nap for like 3 hours,
mm-hmm.
but then when he realized like I haven't heard from you for hours, and it's like yeah, because I was asleep.
Well,
yeah.
I knew she didn't feel well yesterday. Like this is really where her sleep issue is. Like. So she didn't feel well yesterday. She got home and she's like, I don't like the way you look. I don't like the way you act. Something is off.
You're saying this to her?
Yeah. This is yesterday.
I was not okay.
And I'm like, all right, I have to go do the show. And then she texts me, you know, 5 minutes before the show started. Hey, I feel really, really off. I'm going to lay down. I text Abby, the 16-year-old, like, hey, go check on your mom every 30 to 45 minutes. Like, she was a little weird this morning. She was like, yeah, I thought so too, and went and checked on her for the, like, I think it was like 2 hours she was sleeping to make sure she was okay.
Like, my heart was racing.
This is what the ring told you?
No, I was feeling it.
Wow.
My heart was racing. There was something else that was making me go like, so I'm not okay.
Yeah, I mean, you were just overly exhausted.
I almost like said to him, like, I need you to come home.
Wow.
I'm not okay. Huh. And like it did show, I finally got the results of the in-lab and I do have like an arrhythmia.
Is that related to the sleep? Mm-hmm. It is.
Oh yeah, big time.
My God.
Yeah.
When they said you have severe sleep apnea, they meant severe.
Yes.
I think that it not only once you get this sorted out, I think the ripple effect that this is going to have of you actually resting and sleeping.
Yeah.
I think your immune system's going to improve.
We totally agree.
I think you're going to lose weight. I think mm-hmm. It's going to change your moods. I think that your witchiness has been off. We played the lottery and she guessed all the wrong numbers. That's not normal. So where are we with this freaking CPAP?
We have the
CPAP?
Final results.
Okay.
They told us what we already knew.
Right.
But now they have it. My mask, like pressure's titrated or whatever.
That's
it's
important.
Called. And so now we're just waiting for them to say we have a machine and we're sending it to you.
Okay. And that's the factory, not factory, but the warehouse, the ball's in their court?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
But this could happen soon.
It needs to happen soon. The
right.
fact that it's taken this long.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to America.
Man.
I mean, even trying to get a referral, remember?
Oh.
Trying to just get a referral to get a sleep study, to have it even scheduled. Like
the fact that you did that at-home study with all of the, all of the things attached to your body and it came back so bad and then they were just like, oh man, that sucks.
Yeah.
And well, we're gone. And it's like, hey,
yeah.
You just did a test that says she's dying in her sleep. Would you return an email?
Right, like, yeah. Yeah. Just do us a favor and don't die before this happens.
I was calling. I finally sent a message to my doctor that said, I am afraid to go to sleep at night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because also the sweating at night.
Yep.
I thought it's perimenopause. Nope. It's my body just
it's your body
to stay
working.
Alive.
Yeah, it's working. It's never resting.
Yeah.
It's never
which is
think
why,
about that.
Which is why what you just said is 100% accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Sleep is the gateway to health.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about losing weight, you talk about mood, you talk about remembering things, being sharp, all of that stuff will completely change when you're actually resting.
That's the other thing. My memory has started to go.
Oh, boy. We can't have that.
No.
So listen. So to come full circle, this is going to be worth it. Even if you sleep looking like an elephant, it's gonna be worth it.
What's funny is he thinks I look so cute when I sleep. He's wrong.
Well.
And so, because I don't sleep cute. Like, you know how people like ugly cry?
Yeah.
I ugly sleep.
Yeah.
So to add this on is just, I mean, maybe it'll be a wash. I don't know.
I don't
know.
Maybe
you like it.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have to learn how to big spoon exclusively.
Yeah. Yeah. That's okay.
106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10s.
This is from an email from Carolyn, who is Wayne's son's girlfriend. Now, I usually don't read the emails that I get. This one, I feel like I had to, and this is an abbreviation of it. She said, please scam my boyfriend's father, Wayne. He's obsessed with building his 4th of July float every year. He calls himself the Float Master of Rancho Cordova. He even has a tattoo on his shoulder that says, Float Master, personalized hats, and has it written on his driveway. He starts building the float January 1st every year. He's out of pocket, lots of money, and basically forces his family to help. He wins the ribbon almost every year for the best float because he goes big. Animatronics, self-driving floats. This year, the float that he plans on doing is themed to Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. So I am calling Wayne as an out-of-state transplant to Rancho to tell him, no, no, no. I'm the Float Master.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
I'm looking for Wayne.
Who are you?
My name's Raul.
Okay, what do you want?
I got your phone number from the Folsom Cordova Community Council. One of the guys on there gave me your number and said that I should probably talk to you.
Okay, what can I do for you?
So, are you the Float Master?
Self-proclaimed, yeah. What's up?
I think I just need to introduce myself. My name is Raul. I just moved to Rancho Cordova from Colorado. And when I went to introduce myself to the community council and I asked about the 4th of July parade, I showed them pictures of my floats that I've done in the past.
You build floats.
I build floats. And they said, you better talk to Wayne because he's the Float Master.
Well, I haven't been beat in 10 years.
Is that so?
Yeah, we've got enough trophies on the shelf to knock the shelf over. See, the problem is people don't do animation. I do. I start January 1st.
You do?
I'm out here working on it right now.
You do animation?
Yeah, I do full animation. And the one thing different about my float and everybody else's, I don't tow the trailer.
Well, what do you do?
I have a hidden drive unit underneath that I drive the trailer.
Well, that's what I do.
Oh, man, I gotta see your stuff.
That's what I'm talking about. I think you need to be scared here. Listen,
I got me shaking in my tennis shoes.
I'm the Float Master.
Hey, Pilgrim, this town ain't big enough for the both of us, and this here is my town.
Well, now, listen here, little girly. I don't know how you do animation on a float, but I have full animatronics on my float. Let me just tell you, out of the spirit of friendly competition, I'm going to give you a heads up. So for the 4th of July this year, my float's going to be Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory themed. And what I'm planning on...
I'm already doing Willy Wonka.
Well, so am I.
No, we can't have two Willy Wonkas. I got 25 family members, and we're all working on the float. And so you're going to have to come up with something else.
Well, okay. Well, my family lives in Colorado, and I'm pulling my weight myself, and I've already started. I got a real fat German kid that's going to get stuck in a tube, and what comes out on the other side are red, white, and blue sparklers.
Looks like we got a major issue because I've already got family members already buying costumes.
Well, Wayne, I can't change either. I was planning on being Willy Wonka in it, but as an Uncle Sam.
Okay, well, that doesn't sound very good, but you need to come up with something else. You're going to piss off my whole family. They're going to want to know where you live.
But I've already purchased some little people that are going to be my Oompa Loompas, and each one of them is going to represent a different branch of the government.
Okay, well, it looks like we got a major issue here now.
Yeah, we do.
Because I'm out of here working on it right now. What size trailer do you have?
What size trailer do I have? You want it in yards or feet?
Feet.
It's about 20 yards by 30 yards.
20 yards by 30 yards?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't use that in this town. They won't let you. They won't let you tow it.
Well, nobody told me that.
You got to do the rules.
Oh, man. I don't know what I'm going to do. I got a Charlie Bucket and Grandpa Joe that I've already paid for the event. They spent the money. I was going to swing them in over the float itself on a trapeze kind of a thing, towing American flags behind them as a cake, like it's going to be the bubble room.
That's too dangerous. We got thousands of kids out there. Besides that, you get too high, you hit the signal light.
I mean, I figured that the sparks from hitting the signal light would get people to look at my float. I did that one year, one of the actors caught on fire, and everybody loved it.
I think you're pulling my leg here because you know you're not allowed to have a flame or sparks on a float.
Wayne, can I tell you something? I am actually pulling your leg. My name is My name's Gavin. I'm on the morning radio show called The Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. Carolyn, your son's girlfriend, emailed me and asked me to do this.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. You're good, buddy. You're really good.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
There is a sensation sweeping the nation. I can't believe this. Kevin is never left in the dust when it comes to trends and what is hot.
Sure.
And when he said that there is a cartoon movie that's on Netflix, man, I couldn't have been more out.
That's so true. We're like, okay, loser.
But he's not wrong about this because the whole country, Katie, is going crazy. And not kids. Mm-hmm. Adults. Adults are losing their minds over what movie, Kevin?
K-pop Demon Hunters.
It's called K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yeah, it's on Netflix right now, and it is the best if you're into K-pop, or not even into K-pop, if you just like a good story. This movie is like so good. The soundtrack is good.
Whew. Okay, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are there a K-pop band?
So they are a very well-known K-pop group, okay? It comprises of three people: Rumi, Zoe, and Mira, okay? You follow their life. They are half K-pop singers, half demon hunters.
What?
Right.
They use their voices to create something called the Hanmoon, which is like a barrier for the demons.
Who are the demons?
They're demons.
They don't
need names. They're demons.
Demons.
But, plot twist.
Okay.
The K-pop group that they're up against is an all-boy group called the Soulja Boys, and they're all demons.
Soulja Boy?
Soulja Boys.
Soulja Boy.
Wait a second. They're up against? What does that mean?
So it's like they're trying to win over the fan base.
So are they trying to like seduce them?
Yes, by the songs of their voice.
So it's not pure. Is
it a competition show?
There is a music competition aspect of it. All the action, it lines up so beautifully.
This is a cartoon for children, correct?
For children, but now adults are all in it. They have a fan base for each of the characters, like
Who are the characters?
Rumi, Zoe, and Mira. I personally think Zoe is my idol.
Why?
You know, because she's just like me. She's fun. She can rap. She sings. She raps.
She is like
she's
you.
She's just a big personality. And people are like going into this full on like big K-pop fans.
All right.
Somebody texted it and said, my daughter loves that movie.
Yeah. You're going to love it too.
Okay, but you're 31 years old.
It's not just children, though. We work with somebody who's another grown man who's obsessed.
This is their hit song called Golden, okay?
Okay, their hit song. It's a cartoon.
They just released it.
I was a ghost, I was alone.
It's Golden.
Certainly sounds like somebody who hunts demons.
Wait, you gotta wait.
Wait, you stupid
bitch.
It's
building up. If you see the movie, it builds up to us. Oh, this is Zoe. Uh-oh.
Ah!
Cue Mira. Yes.
This is somebody else singing?
This is Mira.
Go for Mira.
Uh-huh. They sound the same.
Okay, now who's coming up next?
I'm done hiding now.
This is Rumi. She's doing the dramatic. She's going into her wardrobe now. Yes, Yes, and then she puts on her clothes.
Yes.
Okay, and here it comes, the drop.
We're going up to the
People could see Kevin.
Kevin is fisted right in the air.
Does it not just bring up your mood?
Oh, it did. I mean, it's fun music. It's, again,
they hunt demons.
Okay, hold on. It is a fake K-pop group.
Voiced by real K-pop artists.
They sing.
Uh-huh.
But then they also hunt demons.
Yeah, they hunt while they sing.
Okay, so, and the demons are another boy K-pop band,
yeah, boy group,
that are trying to seduce the fans through their voice.
Yes, Katie.
And so they have to protect the fandom from
through the sound of their voice.
And that's Soulja Boy.
No, Soulja Boy.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about a fever dream that Kevin had.
No, yeah, not a fever dream. It's the number one movie in America right now.
It actually is the number
K-pop
one movie
Demon
on
Hunters.
It's the number one movie on Netflix. That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm happy for you that you're happy.
Your kids would love it, honestly.
I think
you guys need to watch it and just be immersed in the in how it's thought of.
I think my daughter would probably like
it. Your daughter would love it. You would hear a repeat. I'm currently on 55 plays of the Golden Song.
My daughter's a lot like President Trump. Like, she loves things that have her own name in it. So she does a lot of, like, if I tell her there's a character in here named Zoe, the only thing is she might be upset about the fact that they're fighting demons and they
and not embracing them.
Yeah, my daughter's a big fan of
that. Sounds like her.
Big fan of the dark. So
yeah.
Well, Kevin, I'm happy for you.
I've watched it 8 times.
Oh, that is that is excessive.
I need you to have sex with a woman.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape. Real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Wow. Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
I don't even want to play his music. Thank you.
She's mad, everybody.
Well, we're all mad.
Diddy did pretty well. That verdict yesterday in the Diddy trial, shocking. I think it was shocking for almost everyone, that was like a
including Diddy.
Yeah. In fact, we even have audio of Diddy's lawyer. Do you want to hear some of this?
Sure.
How he reacted, because real fast, tell everybody what the verdict was in case you did miss it.
So he only was charged or convicted of two of the lesser crimes that he was accused of. And both are, I said yesterday, one of them was a sex trafficking charge. He was not convicted of that. He was convicted of prostitution charges and like transporting people knowing that they would be paid for sex.
So besides completely being exonerated, this is the next best thing, correct?
Yeah. No! Oh,
sorry, I thought, okay.
No.
Here's Diddy's lawyer.
It's a great victory for Sean Combs. It's a great victory for the jury system. You saw that the Southern District of New York prosecutors came at him with all that they had. They're not stopping, but one thing stands between all of us and a prison, and that is a jury of 12 citizens.
I mean, he's right.
Well, he is right. And here's the thing. If the prosecution failed to show proof beyond a reasonable doubt mm-hmm. of the other three more serious charges, then it was their duty to acquit him of those charges.
Right.
Whether we like it or not, whether we believe it's true, everybody is supposed to be held to the same standard no matter who you are, which is if it can't be proven beyond a reasonable doubt, then you can't make somebody guilty, you know? you can't go off feelings.
What were the other charges?
One was racketeering.
And racketeering is organized crime.
Yeah, and I guess the problem is they couldn't find enough, like, they couldn't prove that there were a number of people involved.
Okay.
The other was sex trafficking, and there's
moving people over the state lines, moving prostitutes, right?
Well, I think yes.
For the purpose of sex.
Well, I don't think it has to be prostitutes. Sometimes it's people that are being forced.
Right, right, right.
So it says racketeering and sex trafficking.
And they couldn't get him for that. So where did the prosecution go wrong in this, Katie?
Well, I mean, obviously, I don't know for sure, but I think one of the problems is that they just didn't have the proof that they needed. You could show as much baby oil as you want. Having a freak off isn't illegal. What would be illegal is forcing people like Cassie to have sex with male escorts because that's what you like to watch.
Right. And they couldn't prove that? And, like, how do you prove that? She testified that that's what happened.
Right, but, I mean, like, somebody just saying something isn't proof.
So is it possible that they just couldn't find anybody to corroborate her story? Is that what it was?
Well, I mean,
just a complete lack of people turning on Diddy?
Maybe the male escorts didn't know that she was being forced to do this.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know? She testified that he would like imprison her. He would punish her by taking away any opportunity to contact the outside world or go anywhere. But I mean, unfortunately, as the abused tend to do, she would stay for a variety of reasons. One is he would threaten to show people the freak off videos because they filmed them.
Right.
But again, still not illegal. Maybe that's how that they proved that there were male escorts there because they were filmed. I don't know.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And so now we're still awaiting sentencing. What's the bad news on the sentencing?
Well, what do you mean?
Is it true that he possibly may serve no time for this?
Oh, if the only charges that he's being convicted of are prostitution charges, then probably not. I mean, he's already had time served. He could have to just pay fines.
Yeah.
He could get a very short sentence, but then with good behavior and overcrowding, then they let him out and let him be on house arrest. Maybe they just put on house arrest. But if you're Diddy, you live in a mansion. So you're going to go house arrest in your mansion after you've been in county for however many months, it's going to feel like a vacation.
Are there any tea leaves that we can read over the fact that he was denied bail?
That does make me hopeful that he is going to
get something.
Get something.
Okay.
But I don't know why they would give him bail or give him bond if he still has, if he's been found guilty but not sentenced.
Yeah.
So it feels like putting the, I'm sure they just asked for bail because that's what you do.
Yeah. Well, if we're wondering, you know, is it, at the very least, is Diddy going to learn from this? Is he going to turn a new leaf? There was a report that I read that said probably not, because this is a guy who was still doing these freak-offs while under federal investigation for the freak-offs.
So apparently that rubbed this judge particularly the wrong way.
Mm.
The fact that he was under federal indictment and federal investigation,
yeah,
and still didn't stop doing any of the things that he was like, that they were looking into him. So maybe that will help.
Well, we will see what the sentencing is. But there you go. There's your Diddy update.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
If you're a parent and you've ever gone on a vacation, call us right now. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. You can text us there as well. Because I want to know how you feel about going on a vacation with your kids when you're a parent. 916-909-1065. And then we're bringing this up because I have always believed that there is no such thing as a vacation when you're a parent and you have your kids with you. In fact, sometimes it's actually harder for you and you come back even more stressed. Now, there's data to back that up. According to a recent survey, parents found that it takes on average 2.5 days to recover from a family vacation.
Huh.
1 in 3 families lose their peace within an hour of traveling together. They face with tantrums. 26% of parents resort to unlimited screen time while on a vacation, while 70% seek non-digital entertainment like audio content and games. To maintain order, some bribe with candy or buy them toys, while others invent songs and stories. And this is just while on vacation. What's supposed to be fun? 916-909-1065. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
What do you got to say about this? It takes 2.5 days for parents to recover from a vacation with their kids.
So we took our children to Australia.
Okay.
And my son at the time had just turned 4, and my daughter was not yet 2. So she was like 1 and 10 months. And they did phenomenal, and it was phenomenal. We went for 2 weeks. And we just went in with, like, this open mind of, like, okay, we'll see what we can see. We still kept, like, a nap schedule, like, had a nap. Obviously, it wasn't the exact same time, but okay, it was phenomenal.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much for your call.
Maybe I'm not, I don't really commit to being overly planned on a vacation. I don't necessarily always, like, have an agenda when it comes to the kids.
Okay.
Or have this has to happen at this time and this has to happen. So I think I don't leave feeling disappointed because I was going into it with a little more loosey-goosey feel.
I need a vacation to reset my battery, and I don't ever have my battery reset when I take a vacation with my kids. And TJ, you agree with that, correct?
100%. I agree with that.
What are your thoughts on this data that's come out that it takes parents 2.5 days to recover from a vacation with their kids?
I think it's more like 2.5 weeks than days.
Why?
2.5 days.
What's the last vacation you took your kids on?
I took my daughter to Paris. And
holy cow.
How old was she?
She's 7. But it's like, you know, when their snack timings are never ending when you're home, but when you're in Paris and all you're managing is 10,000 snack times. And
that sounds wonderful. Every snack time means snack time for me.
Well,
I agree. but when you're paying in different currencies.
Well, okay, sure.
That's so funny. TJ, thank you so much for calling. This is great. Let's talk to Carla for a second. Carla, what is the analogy that you came up with for what it's like to vacation with your kids?
Going on vacation with your kids is like trying to brush your teeth while you're eating Oreos. It is so counterproductive to your relaxation. It's not even funny.
Okay, but don't totally
you think
agree.
That there are different kinds? Again, when you went to Italy.
No, I know what you're saying.
That was not relaxing.
But it was
so
still.
You were satisfied with a vacation that was not relaxing. It was not recharging
but,
you.
No, it did recharge me because I still had a lot of fun. Like there's
are you not having fun when you're on vacation?
Sometimes I'm not. I am
oh,
getting ready.
I am.
I'm getting ready to go to the beach
yeah.
with my family, and we're gonna fly all the way to the Outer Banks in North Carolina. A beach vacation should be I get to lay out, I get to read a book, okay. I get to just
no,
sit
no,
on the
Gavin,
sand.
I
know.
Just took my kids to Hawaii.
No.
It is the exact opposite.
Carla,
and my kids are
I know.
Good travelers.
Yeah.
They're good travelers.
See,
but
I think I'm fine with that.
I
don't mind the constant hustle and bustle of trying to take care of the kids because we're in a different environment. We're experiencing new things. They're experiencing new things. Like that fuels me.
Maybe it's
what
just
I'm hearing is we are selfish and Katie is not. And I'm okay with that.
Oh, no.
And I'm okay with that.
And listen, stay okay with it. I'm a nightmare.
No.
So just understand that.
I think I figured it out, Carla. I think it's that I don't know you, but I maybe you and I don't have any moments of relaxation built into our regular life. And maybe 100%. That's the problem. We crave the relaxation
Gavin,
at some point.
You are such a liar. You're such a liar.
So anyway, Carla, thank you so much for calling. I have to remember that. It's like trying to brush your teeth while eating Oreos. That's funny.
Confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. It's our last one before the 4th of July. So the most patriotic game.
Are you smarter than Katie? It seemed like you had a stroke in the middle of that.
Nope. I'm doing great.
Right.
Not more, no, a stroke for America, maybe. And we are going to play with Michelle. She's caller 17. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
All right. Have you ever gotten to play Are You Smarter Than Katie before?
Yeah, and I lost last time, so.
Oh, redemption. I
or
love
not.
It. I love it. All right, here we go. Katie's going to leave the studio. I got 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture. Jackpot's $100. Here we go. Question 1. Brad Pitt is spilling the beans on all these interviews he's been doing to support his new movie, F1. Literally. He told a story about one of the most embarrassing things he ever did while on set. And it was that he had to clear the set after eating a ton of beans because he couldn't stop farting. True or false, black beans make you the most gassy? Three seconds.
True.
All righty. Question 2. The Marvel Cinematic Universe has been around since 2008, and this whole time, one of the biggest villains has never appeared. Until now. Mephisto, who looks like the devil, but he's a mutant who's empowered by mankind's fear, showed up in the new episode of Ironheart on Disney Plus, and he is played by Sacha Baron Cohen. What was the devil's name when he was an angel?
Azrael.
Huh?
Azrael.
Okay. Question 3. As if the issue at the U.S.-Mexico border couldn't be worse, there is now a flesh-eating maggot problem. To fight this, the government is unleashing billions, with a B, of sterilized male flies as a means to stop the maggot problem. Oh my God. How fast can a fly fly? Is it 2, 5, or 7 miles an hour?
I'm going to go halfway. I'm going to go 5.
All righty. And question 4, Chuck E. Cheese has been struggling, but they're trying to fix it. One of the ways they're introducing now is called Chuck's Arcade, which will be an arcade with new and classic games that are just for adults. It will mostly be a bar, but some locations will have food, and the classic characters will be there, but not as animatronics. Name 2 of the 5 Chuck E. Cheese characters.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. Okay. And give me 1 more. 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Mr. Munch.
All righty. And question 5, Charlize Theron was on the Call Her Daddy podcast and talked about how embracing her sexual identity and told the story about a one-night stand that she had with someone much younger than her. And she said it was fabulous and she recommends it for other women. She's 49 and this man she hooked up with was 26. So what is the age difference there?
49 minus 26. Oh my gosh. 23 years.
All righty. Please bring Katie back in here. And who's helping you in the background there?
Oh, my husband.
Okay. All right. Why didn't he call and play?
He was just getting out of the shower. And I said, hon, I'm going to play. And they're going to ask me something about superheroes. Come in here.
Oh, that is so cute.
What's his name?
Wes.
What is Wes naked right now?
No, he has shorts on.
All right, because that would have been the first naked contestant
off
for Are You Smarter Than
Actually,
Katie?
Actually, we don't know that.
Oh, that's true. That's true. All right, I'm going to put you 2 on hold. You ready to play, Katie?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Question 1. All righty. Let me see here. Okay, Brad Pitt. He's spilling the beans on all these interviews, literally. He was asked, what's the most embarrassing thing to ever happen to you while working on a movie? And he told a story about how he had to clear the set once because he ate so many beans he couldn't stop farting.
Okay.
True or false, black beans make you the most gassy?
Well, I think false.
They do. Kidney beans, very close second.
I feel like it's soybeans are the worst. But
when I Googled it, that's what it said. I'm not a bean expert, a legume expert.
Hey, don't say that.
That's a good point. Question 2. The Marvel Cinematic Universe, it's been around for a while, but there's a major villain that has never shown up, even though fans have been screaming for him. But he showed up last night in the new episode of Ironheart on Disney Plus.
Man, I don't know what any of the things you're saying.
It's a character named Mephisto.
Okay.
And Mephisto looks like the devil, but he's not the devil. He's a mutant, and he's played by Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh, that's fun.
It is fun. He looked really good. I didn't see the scene yet, though. What was the devil's name when he was an angel?
Ah. Like Samuel or Samuel.
Lucifer. It was
really?
Lucifer. Mm-hmm. Okay. Question 3. As if the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border couldn't get worse.
And it's not Gabriel.
No, Gabriel was like his own angel.
Okay.
Yeah. And Azrael is the angel of death. I Googled that because I wasn't sure if you're listening, Michelle. So anyway.
Oh, I didn't know who you were talking to.
Oh, I was talking to Michelle.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, yeah. Before you get all over it. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, at the U.S.-Mexico border, there's now a flesh-eating maggot problem.
Great.
I know. To fight this, the government is releasing billions of flies. Billions of sterilized male flies to end this problem.
Okay.
How fast can a fly fly? Is it 2, 5, or 7 miles per hour?
Say no, it was 2, 5, or 7
miles per hour.
Gold medals, 5.
Those?
Okay.
And question 4, Chuck E. Cheese has been struggling, but they're trying to fix it. And one of the ways is they're going to do Chuck's Arcade, which is going to be an arcade just for adults. classic and new classic and new games. All locations will be bars, but some locations will serve food. I know you're wondering, will the characters still be there?
Of course.
Not as animatronics, but they will be there.
That seems like a bad idea for seems people like, that are drunk.
It seems like they should have the animatronics there and not at the kid locations because they're terrifying.
Yeah.
Name two of the five characters.
In the band?
Yeah.
Chuck.
Yep.
Okay. Mr. Munch.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's correct. And the others are Jasper Jowls, Pasquale, which is an absolute racial stereotype, and Helen.
Oh, that's right.
And Helen Henny. Yeah. Helen Henny. The last one is Charlize Theron was on the Call Her Daddy podcast. She's talking about coming into her own sexual identity and really focusing on her own pleasure. And she recommends having a one-night stand with somebody much, much younger than you.
Ew, really?
She told a story about how she hooked up with somebody, some rando, who was a lot younger. She's 49.
Okay.
And the guy she hooked up with was 26.
Okay.
So what is that age difference?
23.
That is correct.
I have to say how unappealing being with a younger man seems to me.
Why?
I don't like younger guys are just so dumb in the head. I don't know.
Well, it's just a one night stand.
I don't care.
All right.
I would need.
By the way, I do have to read this text message that we got in before I go over the score for the Chuck E. Cheese story. Somebody said, "So Dave and Buster's?" Yeah. So true. That was a thought I had as well. All right, Michelle, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Final score. You got 4. Katie got 3.
No!
Katie loses. Congratulations, Michelle. You got a $100 jackpot. Of course, I know Naked West probably did most of the heavy lifting on that. But stay on hold. We got to get your information. And what is it that you want to tell us?
Me and my husband are smarter than Katie today, although he was here to help me with the superhero one, and he got it wrong.
Yeah.
Wes, put your pants back
on. To be fair, that wasn't a question about a superhero. Sometimes I throw you a curveball there with the question. All right.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
Two people stole 85 koi fish.
What?
Out of a restaurant's pond.
No, 85?
85, bucket by bucket.
Koi fish are expensive, too.
They range $50 to $1,500.
Uh-huh. What?
Depending on how big they are. The bigger they are, the more expensive they are.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, 2 points. First point. That's too many fish for a restaurant to have. That's too, unless you're Lake Tahoe, you shouldn't have that many. It sounds inhumane.
Oh,
not okay. Inhumane, but whatever inhumane is for fish. Okay. Second of all, isn't that bad luck, Kevin?
To steal koi fish?
Aren't koi fish like good luck?
I mean, they bring, they show a sense of fortune. So status.
Oh, so having them is actually good luck.
Yeah.
So, okay. It was at Oak House restaurant. In California. I'm looking this place up.
Oak House doesn't sound like a place that would lend itself to a koi pond.
Right. But the owners have been raising these fish themselves, I mean, for some of them 20 years.
Wow.
But the pond is outside. I'm not going to say you deserved it. Okay? Hold on. I'm not going to say if you just leave your fish lying around, somebody's going to come take it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but what I am saying is if you have something valued at up to $1,500.
For just one.
For just one. Maybe don't keep it outside where, let's say, not even like a person wants to steal it. What about cats?
Right, or coyotes? Or bears? I'm not sure where
it's
in California.
San Bernardino, so.
Okay, all right, maybe not bears.
Where would you put the koi fishes?
I gotta tell you, I don't know because I'm looking at this place. It does not lend itself to koi fish even a little. I mean, they have like one of those statues out front that's carved out of wood.
Like a bear?
It looks like a man.
Oh.
But I know what you're talking about, like something you get at Apple Hill.
Yeah. And like they serve a lot of like prime rib and broiled breast of chicken.
So they're not even Asian?
This is not ham koi fish.
Steak. No. It is not Asian.
This is like finding out that like a fancy restaurant the French Laundry in Napa is putting in a children's playground.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe they did deserve this. And I hate saying that. We don't like victim blaming.
They have a covered wagon out front. I don't understand.
Covered wagon? This is more trout energy.
Yes. Yes.
Not koi. You know, do you think the pioneers were finding koi while they were panning for gold? No, they were finding trout and salmon. Real American fish.
Right. Americana.
Right. So, okay, so maybe this was somebody who agreed with us and said, you know what? You don't deserve koi.
They don't deserve koi fish.
Right.
Uh-uh. So you think maybe it was a vigilante?
Well, in their mind, it was a vigilante thing. Yeah, we're going to return these fish to somebody that appreciates them culturally.
Man.
You've got a covered wagon. What is this, the Oregon Trail?
You might be right, Gavin. I have to tell you. So I found a picture of the koi pond in question.
How big was it?
Not big enough for that many.
See?
Okay. See? So they were saving the koi fish.
Number two, this is the kind of place that has a lot of, like, kitschy, like, crafty things.
Could have told you.
Next to, like, in the koi pond, there's a statue, a cement statue of a cat.
And now you're messing with the koi's mind.
Right.
Always thinking that their top predator is just always looming over them. I'll bet it had some sort of weird Cracker Barrel gift shop at some point.
That's exactly what it...
You know what?
Oh,
to the
no.
koi thief.
No.
Thieves. This was an operation. This was not a one-person thing.
Okay.
And I hate victim blaming, but I'm victim blaming here. You guys didn't have the living conditions, both emotionally and physically, for
right.
those koi.
Yeah.
They're going to be in a better place now. Probably Japan. And on top of that, too, you're too busy making steaming ham steaks.
Yeah.
To worry about 86 fish.
I mean, so many wagon wheels. There's two fake cows on the roof.
Kevin.
I don't understand this.
As an Asian American, you're just going to sit there and giggle?
No, I feel offended for these koi fish. That pond is not big enough for how big you are telling they are.
Yes. Whatever that sentence meant in Kevin's head is exactly how I feel.
Thank you.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
For the Roses on The Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Carly this morning. Good morning, Carly.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing all right, but you're on War of the Roses, so I'm guessing you're not doing all right. Tell us about your boyfriend, Brendan, and why you think he's cheating. How long have you guys been together?
Yeah, we've been together for 3 years, and we live together. We've had a couple bumps in the road. About a year ago, I did catch him sexting with a coworker.
Ooh.
We worked it out, you know, it was a challenging time, that's for sure. But, we've moved past it. But, in the last few, like, couple weeks, I have noticed some similar behaviors.
Well, yeah. Let's hope for the best. Okay. Katie's going to call your boyfriend, Brendan, offer him some free roses. We'll see who he sends them to, and we'll let him fill out a card. And I hope it's you.
Yeah, me too. I don't know.
It's War of the Roses on The Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Brendan, please?
This is Brendan speaking.
Hi, Brendan. This is Lily with... And I'm calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Are you about to, like, sell me on, like, a vacation home or something?
No, we're from your cell phone provider. This is a, we know you've got plenty of options when it comes to your coverage. So this is an opportunity for us to thank the customer. It's really easy to get started. All I need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
Can we send it to Jen?
Jen? Okay. And then before I get Jen's address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
For being such a good girl for me.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Brendan, hi. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. That's Katie. This isn't a real telemarketing call. This is War of the Roses. And listening in this whole time, that heard everything, including you send the roses to somebody else and write that kind of gross card, is your girlfriend, Carly, who we're bringing back on right now. Carly, are you there?
I cannot even believe you. Sending roses.
It wasn't that. It was like she helped me with the project, so I thought it would just be nice.
Come on, that's total bull. You know that. You and I both know that. You know, we both know you're going right back to your horrible behaviors. You learned absolutely nothing. I gave you a chance.
No, I definitely didn't do that.
I do not give you a second chance. We are absolutely done. How dare you? You're losing the best thing that ever happened to you.
So, Carly, this is the same person.
Oh, yeah, this is the same bitch. Okay. Yeah, this is the same girl. You're moving out. I'm not moving out. You're the one moving out.
Hold on.
So, Carly, you're definitely breaking up with Brendan.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you keep going back to this person when your girlfriend already forgave you once for having an inappropriate relationship?
I'm not actually going back to her. We just work together. So there are just some projects and things that we have to do together. And I like to have a calm workplace. And I like to have good relationships with the people I work with.
Okay. What? The card that you wrote is not a, I am so glad that we have such a positive and respectful work environment.
Right.
My peer.
Like, would you send that same card to a male coworker?
For being such a good guy for me.
It's an inside joke from a Netflix show.
Which one? Which we watch Netflix. Which show
Netflix.
Is
it? It's from Black Mirror.
Black Mirror. I see. Okay. I actually didn't see the new season.
I didn't either, but...
Well, okay. Regardless, though, Carly, are you even still there?
Regardless, though, this is the girl that you were caught sexting, and now you're sending her a dozen red roses. Like,
I think Carly hung up. Are you there, Carly?
I'm here.
Okay, are here.
He's delusional.
He does seem a little.
I've been so blinded. I don't know whether to be like the maddest I've ever been, the saddest I've ever been.
His calm demeanor to me is kind of chilling.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I expected it and already had it in my head that if that's what the direction that this went, that we're done. Like, I'm not, there's no second chances. And so I'm sorry for all the cursing and anger, but
all right, well, do you need to hang out and talk to us for a little bit, or are you okay?
You know, he's actually calling me on the other line right now.
Okay, well, that's up to you if you want to answer that, but good luck, and that's War of the Roses for this week on one.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
106.5 The End.
106.5 The End.
It's the wake up call.
According to a new poll, the perfect 4th of July party must have four things. What are they?
Corn.
Corn didn't make the list.
No.
I did.
Corn.
Yeah, corn on the cobs are...
Corn on the cobs.
All right, no.
Okay, it's hamburgers and hot dogs.
It's
right?
I'll say classic barbecue food. Just classic barbecue food.
So that's just what they're saying.
One of the four, yes. Mm. Probably hamburgers and hot dogs. Probably corn on the cob. Probably, you know, okay. That kind of stuff.
Fireworks.
There's two.
Okay.
American flag.
Not on the list.
Okay. And it's not just food, right?
No. Food is only one category. Okay. Fireworks is another one. You got that one.
Okay. And it's not American flag.
The four things that...
No.
The four things that people say a good 4th of July party must have.
Must have. Okay. A bunch of dads with water buckets.
That's creepy.
No. I'll help you out, okay?
A ladder?
A ladder?
No, I get it. Yeah, I agree. So you can put the spinny ones on or whatever.
Put the ladder on the board.
Yeah, safety first.
The bucket of water for the dads to do. That's not on there.
Okay.
number three on here, great music.
Okay.
I mean, that's a given.
I think the fact that it's a given is why it's on this list of the four things you gotta have.
Who's the proud to be an American?
Oh, Lee Greenwood.
Lee Greenwood.
You gotta have Lee there.
Yeah.
I'm proud to be an American. It's one of the silliest songs of all time.
I don't know why it's silly. I know you always say that.
It's because the part of that song that makes me laugh is the part where he goes, because he wrote that song during the first Iraq War.
Okay.
And he's like, and I'd proudly stand up next to you and Defender to this day.
Yeah.
He could have had many opportunities to do that. We've had many wars since then.
Well,
and he didn't proudly stand up next to her.
Just a song. I don't think the person that wrote the national anthem really did all those things either. The
person who wrote the national anthem was in prison for fighting the British. The fourth one on here, outdoor games.
Okay.
Do we really think
Cornhole.
That
hole?
It's club.
Cornhole.
Okay.
Do we really?
Clobble.
Do we really think that that should be the fourth thing on this list?
No, because not a lot of people play games.
I disagree.
You think it should be?
You've never lived in Lincoln. But I can assure you, games, backyard games, big part of 4th of July.
Well, what else are you going to do in Lincoln?
I don't know, ride a horse.
I mean, it just seems like... When I saw that, I was like, I bet we could probably come up with something else. Because I don't think I've ever been to a 4th of July party that, like, had to have outdoor games.
Yeah.
Because...
But what else are you going to do?
Sit around
and talk. What about swimming?
I would say it should be near a source of water.
I'd say swimming before outdoor games.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, either a pool or an above-ground pool.
This is a national thing. Maybe... you were surprised at how many people have pools.
Out here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because where you grow up, people don't have pools.
Only the rich.
Right. So probably that's why, for the majority, but swimming isn't an option.
Even if you don't have a pool.
Yeah.
I mean, I would still imagine, though, that like...
Go to the river?
Yeah. You're near some... Even if it's just like a bucket of water balloons. You know, or does that count as a game?
Water balloon.
It counts as a game.
It is a game.
Yeah. All right. I would say you should have some source of water recreation.
Okay.
Maybe that's a better way to put it.
Water recreation.
Yes.
Okay.
And of course, Lee Greenwood.
And I'm proud to be an
obviously.
If you've got ideas, text them in to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end.
The wake up call.
So we got a story here about flying, and it's what a guy did when he realized that he was running late for his flight. Katie has the details.
Well, he wasn't just running late. He already missed it.
Oh, he fully missed it.
He fully missed it.
All right.
And got to the door. They said, whoa, 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 sir. Hand on the chest.
Yeah.
You're too late. You're not getting on. We closed the doors. Bye-bye. See you later.
Was the plane still there? Because I never understood
plane
that
is still
rule.
Still there.
I don't understand that rule.
I think it's
right there.
It's right there, but you done effed up.
Yeah, I guess
okay?
so.
Like, everybody else managed to do it. If you couldn't, that's on you.
Oh.
Hold on. Okay. Hold on.
All right. So what this guy, what did he react with?
Well, John Charles Robinson. What? I love that they gave his middle name like he's an assassin.
Yeah.
Johnny Robinson said, if I can't go, nobody's going. So he called it a bomb threat to the plane.
What?
Right. Called it a bomb threat. Everybody in the plane had to be deplaned, of course. He rebooks his flight for the next day. They find out it's him that called it in. Once he arrives at the airport, the next day they arrest him.
Wow.
Now, he was released on $10,000 bond.
Can I stop for a second?
Yeah.
The fact that they had to deboard everybody from the plane because of the bomb threat.
Yeah.
This guy called in.
Yeah.
Did he not, were they, now was that flight just done for the day? Or do those people, they like look the plane over and they're
I don't know. It caused them to remove all the passengers and search the plane. Now, did those people get back on eventually? Probably.
I guess you don't want to call in a bomb threat for a plane you're currently looking at.
Right.
Right there
like,
at the gate.
Hello? It's Johnny Robs.
Right. I think it was Janet.
Right.
Working at the front desk.
You're standing in front of Janet.
Oh, she sees me. Then he runs down.
So he's arrested. The FBI's involved. He's released on $10,000 bond.
Now, I will say this.
Okay.
If you're somebody who's calling in a bomb threat to anything, they're going to get you.
Yeah.
They're just going to get you.
Right. Even if you've got some sort of burner, mm-hmm. they're going to ping a tower.
They always
they're do. They're going to know it's you.
Now, that being said,
yeah.
I'm not going to say you would never do this.
Gavin, no, I wouldn't.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
End of the story?
You hear that, Sacramento? Katie would never call in a bomb threat.
Ever.
Take it to the bank.
Right.
But miss a flight.
Hold on.
But miss a flight. Yeah.
No.
Come up with some sort of elaborate scheme so that she delays the flight. Probably.
Okay.
I can see that happening.
Can you be serious for a second?
I'm dead serious.
Okay. Have I ever missed a flight?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Not with me.
I've never missed a flight.
But I'm
technically.
I'm going to put quotes around missed.
No.
Have you missed your boarding? Yes. Where they call your group and you're not there?
Right.
Almost every time.
Will I let them page me in the airport while I'm having a Bloody Mary? Yes, I will. Here's the thing, though. They're not waiting for me. And I think Johnny Robbs is proof of that. Because you always say, you're holding up the plane. Mm-hmm. They're not going to leave because you're not on the plane. False. They're going to leave when they're going to leave. They don't care about Katie. So what I like to do, I like to, because otherwise I'm, and see, now I'm in a relationship where I'm not allowed to do this. And it is awful. Because he wants to be group A every time.
Right.
And then you go and you sit on the plane.
Oh, that's good.
No, I don't. No.
That's good.
Okay, if you're on Southwest.
Yeah.
And there's free seating, fine. If you're flying any other airline and I have a designated seat.
Right.
Why do I need to get on the plane so fast?
Okay. All right. You almost had me.
Okay.
This is what you do. Okay. You almost had me with this story about the guy who called in a bomb threat because he missed his flight is proof that a plane doesn't wait for you.
Right.
You're right. However, if a plane can leave early, it will. And if everybody's on the plane, then the plane's going to leave early, which means everybody gets to their destination earlier.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question and be serious.
I'm always serious.
Oh, deadly
most,
serious.
Most serious is a bomb threat.
Okay. How many times have you had a flight leave early?
Not a lot.
No, not a lot.
But it's probably because of all the Johnny Rebs and Katie people. Like what? Why don't you want to sit there?
Who wants to sit somewhere?
You love sitting.
Okay, but I won't want to be confined.
I wish everybody could see the Katie mind confined by throwing her teeny T-Rex arms around. Pulled him in like claustrophobic.
Oh, God.
I'm on a plane.
Right.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Yes. She's been through a lot, guys. But we're talking about Miley Cyrus.
I can almost see.
She is on a tour promoting her new movie, and it is not going well. Stop.
What?
You want to laugh. It's not funny. She's climbing.
Right.
Okay?
She's riding a wrecking ball. Leave her alone.
That's right. And it wasn't that long ago that we talked about the last time Miley tried to do a Q&A session and fans showed up having paid a lot of money to be there.
$800, I believe.
And she didn't plan on singing anything. And all they wanted to do was hear her sing. So they screamed at her until she did. It was a disaster and hysterical.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like she never bounced back from that experience. And there is now a controversial video going around of her and her co-star, Naomi Campbell, former model, doing a signing meet and greet where I'm guessing people paid to show up and they can get things signed by Miley and Naomi. And the video that is being, there's actually two videos. You can see one by texting RUDE, R-U-D-E, to 916-909-1065, 909-1065, the word RUDE, because the two of them are just chitty-chatting it up, ignoring or practically ignoring every single fan that comes by the table for an autograph and picture. In some cases, it looks like they're not even looking at the camera for the picture.
They're just, it's like they're in their own world.
And what shocks me is not a discussion about whether or not this is really rude behavior from Miley Cyrus. I think it's more shocking that anybody thinks it's not rude behavior.
Are there people that don't think this is rude behavior?
Yes, the internet is torn on this. To be fair, witnesses say that not all the interactions were like this in the video. And some of the fans were commenting on the TMZ article saying, I was at the event. I had a great time. This isn't how it went most of the time. But even if it went like this for one fan.
Yeah, see, that's the thing is I understand that these meet and greets are probably exhausting for both of them. Okay. But it's part of your job.
It is part of your job.
So just do your job. You're making millions of dollars. Just smile and be nice to every single person that comes by. You're going to be exhausted afterwards, and then you can go back to your mansion and take a nap.
Not only that, but like the people that are there, I think paid to be there. Like, it's one thing to meet a fan on the street. You're trying to have lunch with your family or something like that, and they come up. You still need to be polite to that person. They're the reason you have a career.
Right.
This is even worse. This is 10 times worse.
Even if they didn't pay, okay? Even if they didn't pay, they are still taking their time out of their day to show what a fan that they're such a fan that they'll stand in line to get something signed by you.
Exactly. Not that we are on the same level as Miley Cyrus. But I mean,
no, you don't say.
Well, it's very close.
Right.
We are on the same level as Naomi Campbell. Okay. And we have had situations where people have waited in line to take pictures with us.
Yes.
And to talk with us. And I'll tell you, our lines take excruciatingly too long because every person that comes up, we like talking to them.
We enjoy meeting you.
Wake Up Call Live is coming up, and there's a VIP section called the Raccoon Club. People paid more for those tickets so that they could hang out with us afterwards in the theater, and we plan on really taking time with every single one of them.
Well,
why can't Miley do that?
We also are going to bring Naomi Campbell with us.
Well, Naomi Campbell will be there taking pictures for us. Okay. I mean, Kevin, you saw this video. How do you feel?
There was someone taking pictures for them and they were completely not looking at it, which I would be pissed. I would turn around and say, "Can we get another picture? You weren't looking."
That's a good point.
Because if I waited an hour
or snap and hi, right here.
Right. Hey, Miley. Okay, thank you. Bye. Right.
Naomi, you don't need to look. Miley, can we at least look over here? That's a great point, and I would have loved to watch that video.
How great would that have been?
I don't know. I just my disdain for celebrities that have disdain for their fans is sky high.
Well, it should be for everybody.
It really should be.
Yeah.
Like watching these people, every single one of them. Now, granted, this guy he did show up in like gym shorts. He does look kind of. In one of the videos, it's got a.
What's the right costume to wear for?
It's not a costume.
I understand that. So that's my point.
Like, it just looks a little. He looks a little like he just looks creepy to me in the video. Okay?
Oh,
I don't know. I just get a little jumpy with that guy. But everybody else though, they're excited to be there.
Yeah.
They took the time to go buy an outfit for the event. You know, like, oh my God, I get to meet my idol, Miley Cyrus. I know that sentence is silly. But like they seem so excited and they walk away so disappointed. I don't know. It breaks my heart. Miley.
Do better.
Do better.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Great little secret time on The Wake Up Call, and we are talking to Mike this morning. Not his real name, nor is it Katie's husband.
Thank goodness.
And this is not his real voice. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, no, thank you for giving our show content. what is your dirty little secret?
So I just recently... moved in with my girlfriend, and it's exciting, and it's romantic, and everything is great. I just feel a little guilty, because when it comes to the rent amount, I kind of fibbed a little bit with how much rent is per month, and the idea that we're going to help each other out 50-50, but only I kind of managed to slip in that she's paying 2/3 and I'm only paying the 1/3. So it's not necessarily 50-50, but she doesn't know. She's not, none the wiser.
So if you're just joining us or didn't quite understand him there, because we did disguise his voice, his girlfriend has no idea how much rent is because they just moved in together. And he told her it's more than that. So she thinks she's paying half, but she's actually paying 2/3.
So she must not be on the lease. Otherwise, she would have been able to see in paperwork or something that what the actual amount is, right?
That's correct. Yeah, it's just my name's on the lease.
I want to know, why are you doing
it
this?
It is a good question.
You do like her, right?
She is your girlfriend.
I do. Yes, 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 yes. I love her. I just need some help. But,
so does she make more than you?
She does. She has a great job. And also, her parents are pretty well off. So I feel like just that alone kind of gives, you know, she has more access to helping out with the bills than I do.
Well, do they give her money?
Not necessarily, no.
Well, then what the hell difference? Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so is this because you feel like, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but do you feel like she should have to pay more of the rent because she makes more money than you?
Or you just want her to? It would just be more helpful, I think. Because
more helpful to who? We're all laughing.
We're laughing.
Oh, man, defrauding our
girlfriend. Yeah, I know. I think I went kind of down the wrong path on this one, but here we sit. So, right. Yeah, it would be much more helpful to me, of course, but I think that it wouldn't bother her at all.
Okay.
Well, okay, but if it wouldn't have bothered her at all, why didn't you say, hey, here's how much the rent is?
Right.
And...
Because now she could find out, and now it's deception.
Right. As opposed to just say, hey, it's harder for me to pay half.
Right.
Because I don't make as much as you.
Which, by the way, does she make 2/3 more than you?
She could cover it herself if she wants.
She covered herself. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure she knows that she makes more money than you. So it's not like having a conversation with her about like, hey, it's harder for me to pay half of this than it is for you. Are you okay covering a little bit more than me?
Yeah, I think it's my pride is kind of tied into a little bit. I'm like, look, I'm a man. But yeah. You know, I guess how manly is it to
cheat out your girlfriend. Right.
I gotta be honest, it's hard to hate Mike.
It is hard. Yeah. I want him to charge me too much in rent.
If you're just joining us, by the way, it's the dirty little secret. Mike just admitted that he lied to his girlfriend about how much rent is so that she would pay 2/3 instead of what she thinks is half. So, okay, so now you're saving a little bit of money. Are you at least lavishing her with some gifts, taking her out to some fancy meals,
waking her up, maybe something that doesn't require a lot of money, waking her up with coffee in the morning, rubbing her feet?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just invested in a delicious espresso machine. I highly recommend it. So, yeah, hot and early there in the morning, there's coffee for her.
Okay.
Whatever she wants for dinners, that kind of thing. But it is, yeah.
So, okay. All right. So, do you make all the meals?
I try to. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now, do you do a lot of the cleaning?
So, that's probably 50-50 also.
Oh,
so
right. I'll accept that.
I'm trying to help you out with maybe a little bit of justification. If he's making
it.
all the dinners, and he's doing half the cleaning.
It doesn't matter because he didn't talk to her.
Yeah.
He lied to her.
I didn't think it through. Yeah. I definitely didn't think it through.
No, you did not think it through. So now you have to, in a miracle, say, honey, I can't believe it. They lowered our rent in this economy.
Ooh, okay. I like it.
So
like
now you have surprise. To do that.
Okay. I like that approach.
Okay.
Yeah. Other than the fact I can just admit that I'm bad at math, maybe.
There you go. All right. Well, it's the dirty little secret on the wake-up call. Thank you, Mike, so much for your dirty little secret.
Well, thanks for the insight, guys. Thanks for having me.
Call anytime, you little scoundrel.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
He's our little firefox. It's Kevin, and he goes all over the internet to find interesting facts to make us more interesting. Sure wish you put a little bit more time into it, though. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know Macaulay Culkin's middle name was Carson at birth, but a while back he legally changed his middle name to Macaulay Culkin, so his full name now is Macaulay Culkin Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin Culkin?
Middle name to Macaulay Culkin. So his name would be Macaulay Culkin Culkin.
Yes.
That's hysterical. He's pretty funny.
Okay,
that's,
so is that that's why pretty he's funny. Doing it?
Well, of course, why else would you do it? I'm sure he didn't do it because he thinks it's a great name. He probably did it.
Is there not some sort of branding thing or
with him?
I don't know.
Well, the brand is Macaulay Culkin,
right?
So why not a name so nice they gave it to him twice?
That's
you know, it's better than Carson.
Well, Macaulay. Yeah. Well, that's tough to say.
Macaulay Carson Culkin.
Macaulay Carson Culkin.
That's a mess.
That is.
Hey, Kevin,
rough.
You say Macaulay Carson Culkin.
Macaulay Carson Culkin.
That's not easy.
The fact that he can say it better than us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing. You have to, like, go to the courthouse, I think.
Yeah.
Or at least the recorder's office.
That's the result of somebody who, one, has all the money they could ever want, and two, probably all the drugs they could ever want.
Let's not call him a drug addict.
Not anymore.
I don't think he ever was.
I think he did. I think he struggled with drugs for a little bit.
Look it up, Kevin.
Yep. But it is the kind of, what'd you find?
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it is the kind of decision of somebody with a lot of money and not all their lucid thoughts about
faculties.
Them. But like still.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Coming up with a really funny goof that would have cost the rest of us money. But he's like, I'll just send Jeeves down. He'll go to the courthouse for me and do it. And then he comes back. Sir, your name is now Macaulay Culkin Culkin. And he'd be like, it's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know a group of 12 or more cows is called a flink?
A what?
A flink.
Spell that.
F-L-I-N-K.
So, yeah, a flink.
Yeah.
I'm on board with that. Not a herd?
No.
I wonder what makes a herd.
Do they have to move, migrate, or something?
Is that like cows on flink?
Oh.
Katie.
What yes. an expression. That's on flink.
Ew, your cow's on flink. Okay, what if we... Okay, hold on. What if we started making up phrases
okay.
and acted like it's a totally, like, real thing that people say?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like, remember when people were like, eyebrows on fleek?
Mm.
And we all just accepted
okay.
that, like, that was a thing.
Yeah.
But why can't we start a thing?
Does it?
Why can't we say to somebody, like, somebody walks in, great outfit, and be like, oh my God, bitch, cow's on flink.
Oh, like a whole expression like that.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything stopping us.
I don't think there is.
I got excited when I thought you were just talking about groups of animals, and we would just make that up.
They already have names.
Yeah, but people don't know all of them.
Right,
like, flink.
Right.
I didn't know that.
How often is that going to come up? Come look at this. Let's say, I know there's like a murder of crows.
Yeah.
But like... You can't, like, just go see a group of animals anytime.
Well, you don't have to, but we could lie about it and be like, guys, everybody, come out to the parking lot right now. There's an entire cockle of raccoons out in the parking
that's
lot.
Fun.
And then we all run out there, and they're like, where's the cockle? Like, they start using it right away and be like, I don't know, the cockle was right here 2 seconds
see,
ago.
I think that we are limited in our opportunities.
Okay.
So I think we just start making up expressions. We start with cows on flink.
Cows on flink is good, and I'm on board with that. Hashtag cows on flink.
Hashtag cows
Hashtag.
On flink.
Did you know with Kevin?
Did you know if you shoot a gun too close to the hen's house, the hens lay bloody eggs?
Ew. Ew. What?
I guess they get scared.
Well, yeah. Just like me.
I'm looking it up, and apparently...
Don't look up bloody eggs.
I'm not looking that up.
Oh.
Apparently, any level of, like, discomfort for chickens, they can lay bloody eggs.
Well, yeah. It forces them to lay it out because of the terror.
I had no idea that our entire chicken and egg industry was built upon making these fragile flink of chickens Hey, ladies.
Hi, sweetie.
Hey.
Henrietta. Or what, yeah. What is it?
Henrietta.
I don't know why that was so hard to say.
Just wanted to let you guys know that...
There's donuts in the break room.
There's a bird flu going around. Calm down. No, everybody, calm down.
I told you not to tell her.
But not here. Not in Galt.
No.
All right. So everybody just keep doing their thing. No bloody eggs, okay?
Guys, you are doing so good.
Just so much like temperature checking with them.
Yeah.
And hey, coddling.
How are you?
Right. Yeah. Thank you. That did you know was really cows on flink. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
That was it. Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mixing it.
Online therapy. Try it. Because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.